Hi everyone, I'm Carl, and most likely you will think that I am a waif, or my family is very poor, but it's not like that at all. Or rather, it's exactly the opposite, because my dad is a billionaire and his wealth is hard to count. However, he is afraid to spend his money. Moreover, he keeps it in our house because he does not trust anyone. I know this information is difficult to accept, but I will try to explain everything to you. My father's father died at a very young age, so my grandmother had to raise three children alone. My dad was the oldest of them and saw how hard it was for his mom. Therefore, he vowed that he would do everything to become rich and leave behind a solid legacy. He studied hard and chose the most lucrative job that suited him. And as soon as he began to receive payment for his work, he immediately began to save. And that was long before he met my mother. After the wedding, the parents began to look for housing, and they agreed on the desire to live in nature. And since my mother is from a rich family, and my father at that time was a real poor man for her, she decided to make a surprise and bought a paintball club to build a house in its place. Dad was furious at such a waste of money and the very idea, so Mom decided to lie and convince him that it was a gift from her parents and they still would not accept it back. Dad made her promise never to accept gifts from relatives again and agreed to live there, but the idea of moving had to be abandoned for a while, because Dad was totally against any hired workers. But he himself had experience in construction, in the construction of tree houses. This is what he did while my mother stayed at her parents' house. And after a while, when everything was ready, he invited her to move in. She was shocked when she saw the tree house right in the middle of the former paintball field, and even more shocked when she saw the heap of money inside. "Have you robbed a bank?" Frightened and confused, Mom asked Dad. And then he told her about his life, about his poverty. And he said that the astrologer advised him to keep the money as close as possible so it will be kept in the house. My mother accepted this because my father did not commit anything criminal, and soon I was born. But alas, the life of our family was not cloudless. Dad was saving on everything he could, and Mom was crazy about it. They constantly quarreled since my mother had to ask her parents for money for basic things like household chemicals or clothes, and my father forbade spending money on this. In the end, my mother could not stand it and moved with me to her parents. Dad's sister managed to reconcile them. My mother returned, but on the condition that my father will allocate money for me and our needs. He himself continued to change for the worse and began to practice a raw food diet, which made him noticeably thinner. But here's the paradox. With all this, he continued to run his business and almost every day brought home stacks of money. As you can see, I didn't manage to catch my dad in his ripe mind, and because of this, my whole life is full of oddities, sadness, and deprivation. I do not know what a normal family is. I do not know what prosperity is, and I do not know anything about a normal existence. My school is not very close to our house, and earlier, my mom and I were sure that Dad would hire a personal driver, send me to a private school closer to home, or simply allow me to study remotely. But no, I've been cycling to school for 8 years, and I spend 2 hours on the road every day. Can you guess why? Dad says that one needs to protect nature, the environment, money, and therefore, you need to go to school only on bicycles. And he generally considers cars to be the evil and nightmare of modern humanity. Once, I was visiting my grandparents and I didn't pay attention to the time, so I stayed up late. It was dangerous and unwise to ride a bike in the dark, so my grandmother called me a taxi and gave me money. As soon as we got home, my furious father came out and started shouting at me that I was a real parasite who did not appreciate life and nature at all, So I use a taxi and stuff like that. As a punishment, he forbade me to go out with friends and visit relatives from the city for 2 whole months. Meanwhile, my teeth started to hurt and I urgently needed a dentist. But my father said that dentistry is a complete harm to the body because fillings and other materials are made from harmful metals, and during treatment, a person receives a horse dose of radiation. And instead of treating me, he just pulled out 2 of my bad teeth, and without any pain relief, because pills are also harmful. In the end, my dad told me to brush my teeth thoroughly and pay attention to my nutrition in order to avoid losing my remaining teeth. Then I realized that joking with my father was really dangerous. I really became afraid of being left without teeth and brushed them 3 to 4 times a day. But not with real toothpaste, but with the one that my father made with his own hands from some herbs. One day, my friend Nicholas invited me to his birthday party and I asked my dad for some money for a gift. He was very surprised and then completely angry with me, saying that I was a consumer and a destroyer. In the end, my dad gave me a piece of wood and construction tools, adding that the best gift is a gift made with your own hands. I was not very good at handiwork, so I just decided to steal money from home. Would Dad notice that a few bills were missing from the whole heap? With this money, I bought my friend a Bluetooth speaker and went to his birthday party. Nicholas was very happy with the gift until my father appeared on the doorstep. He was very angry, but to my surprise, he calmly walked past me as if he didn't recognize me. And then he started shouting at Nicholas and accused him of extortion, demanding to return the gift. After receiving the speaker, he grabbed my hand and led me along, and then we went to the store and he returned the purchase back. To be honest, I still don't understand whether he counts his wealth every day or remembers the exact number of bills in a particular pile, but facts are facts. He immediately realized that there was a shortage in his heap of money and followed me. This time, my father was particularly angry, and as soon as we got home, he locked me in the tool store, calling me a thief and a pest. My mother couldn't keep quiet any longer, so she called the police. My father was detained and recognized as dangerous for himself and society, so he ended up for compulsory treatment in a psychiatric clinic. It seems to be some kind of obsessive disorder and a bunch of subconscious fears, but one thing made me happy. It can be cured. An investigation has begun about this amount of money, but when it was revealed that they were all earned lawfully, we were recommended to put them in the bank, which my mother and I did. It turned out that the bills occupied more than half of our house. I had no idea that our accommodation was so large and roomy. And my mother and I stopped living under strict financial constraints and allowed ourselves a normal life. We brought home modern appliances, furniture, and food. We bought clothes for ourselves and, of course, made a good repair. You can't even imagine how happy I was to find normal human conditions for life. All this time, my mother regularly visited my father in the clinic. He ignored her, but in the end, thanks to therapy, he realized that it was important to live in the present and not in the future, and went into dialogue with my mother. Soon, he was discharged from the hospital, and the life of our family began with a clean slate. Dad was thrilled with the way we had transformed our home and said he was very sorry that he hadn't let us do it before. Now, I know for sure that money can't make you happy, even if there's a whole heap of it right next to you. Moreover, sometimes they can make your life hell.